Hey folks, Drew Zagorski here, and welcome to Venture Boldly, the podcast of the Discover Kalispell Chamber, your go-to source for all you need to know about what's happening in the business and local communities right here in Kalispell in the Flathead Valley. Did you know that 99% of businesses in the United States are small businesses? It takes a lot to run a small business. You have to be a master of everything to succeed, and today's podcast guest, John Hendricks, owner of KGEZ Radio, the 2023 Kalispell Chamber Small Business of the Year, is a true master of the radio industry. Born and raised in Kalispell, John Hendricks had broadcasting on his mind from an early age. Following his 1968 tour of duty in Vietnam, he jumped into radio, initially to finance his education, and after receiving those degrees from St. Martin's University, he decided to focus his career as an on-air performer, which slingshot him to 93.3 KUBE in Seattle, and then to Denver in that city's legendary radio station 950 KIMN. In 1989, he made the move to Denver's preeminent country station 98.5 KGYO, where he developed an award-winning 7 p.m. to midnight show that not only achieved top ratings in that city, but was emulated in every major market in America. Hendricks was a pioneer in the early days of satellite-delivered programming as an on-air personality and program director at what is now Westwood One. And stations in Northwest Montana still carry programming that he developed. His syndicated John Hendricks Overnight Show was cleared on nearly 100 radio stations nationwide. John later accepted a top management position at Music Choice in New York City. He returned to Kalispell in the summer of 2008, and when it became evident that Northwest Montana's heritage radio station, KGEZ, was in danger of disappearing forever, John jumped in. With his intimate knowledge and love of the Flathead Valley, coupled with the skills honed over four decades in the broadcast industry, he led the charge that's returned KGEZ to market prominence. KGEZ is Montana's second oldest station and the oldest in the Flathead. Signing on nearly 100 years ago in 1927, the station currently airs a full-service format consisting almost entirely of locally originated programming, a rarity for stations in the market this small. So listen in for a minute as we learn a bit about our sponsors, and then I'll be back with my conversation with John Hendricks of KGEZ, the recipient of the Discover Kalispell Chamber's 2023 Small Business Award. Weyerhaeuser has been part of the Flathead Valley for decades, managing forests on a sustainable basis and manufacturing the wood products used in homes and countless other products we all depend on every day. At Weyerhaeuser, we understand that every decision we make can impact the health of our forests and the strength of our communities. That's why we're committed to ensuring that Montana's forests and communities continue to thrive, today and for future generations. And Weyerhaeuser is hiring, so if you're interested in a career in an innovative, collaborative industry, check out our openings at wy.com/careers. That's wy.com/careers. So, John, thanks for joining me today, and I want to congratulate you on receiving the Kalispell Chamber Small Business of the Year Award. And wondering, any reflections about receiving that honor?
Well, you know, it's a landmark for us. I kind of picked up the station kind of out of a bad spot, and over the years, we've worked hard to establish confidence and credibility, and to be recognized by the business community with this, I tell you, it means more than I could ever tell you.
As I mentioned in the intro, during your career, you know, you've worked in major markets all over the country. You've been involved in marketing and management. You've really put together an impressive career in the radio industry. And, you know, you could have written your ticket to go anywhere you wanted to in the country, if not the world. So what brought you back to Kalispell, and how did you come to own KGEZ?
You know, I guess I always thought I was just a kid from Kalispell, no matter where I went. And as far as the career is concerned, I never dreamed of the places I got to go and the stations I got to work at. And this life doesn't owe me anything. But you know what? I never really left Kalispell. We moved away after my freshman year at Flathead. My dad was a Kalispell firefighter. He retired and he went on to his second career, and we moved to Spokane. And, but I came back during the summers to work at the Northwest Montana Fair. We came back for holidays. I don't think I ever really left Kalispell.
Yeah, hard place to get out of your blood.
I didn't in my heart anyway. Yeah. So when I had an opportunity to kind of a spot in my career where I thought, okay, I'm going to retire or semi-retire, I thought, you know, I'm going to come back home. And, you know, at that point, I really didn't expect to be running a radio station. I thought I would be doing some consulting work. And frankly, I thought I'd be doing a lot of fly fishing and skiing and hiking and all that stuff. And well, then, of course, the problems with KGEZ came along. They knocked them off the air. It was terrible. And I knew I could fix it. I grew up listening to the station. And I'll tell you another little funny fact. I played Pee Wee baseball, and the team I played for was KGEZ.
How about
that? So you can understand. And by the way, to this day, we sponsor a 7-year-old Pee Wee baseball team.
Yeah, how's that for a circle of life story?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a natural for me to be back here.
How did you end up taking control of the station?
Well, that was a complicated thing that involved a bankruptcy court. It involved some lawsuits and a whole lot of stuff. And I sort of walked in after all that bad stuff was done and said, you know, I can fix this place. And well, frankly, nobody believed me, but they thought if he's dumb enough to try, we're dumb enough to let him. And there were some rough years there in the beginning. But you know what? One thing that I've always learned is never, ever, never doubt the power of heritage. Okay. The heritage call letters, the heritage that the radio station brought, and all the community leaders that had owned the station prior to the bad times. I just felt like it could all come back. And so we worked to do it. And over a period of time, people accepted us. And I really think the pinnacle of that exception is this recognition by the Kalispell Chamber. Mm-hmm. It's I could never have asked for such a thing, and I'm just thankful for it.
Job well done, John. So when was your first job in broadcasting? What year was that?
1969. I had come home from Vietnam, and I decided that, you know, I was going to do what I wanted to do with the rest of my life if I could live through that experience, which I did, and relatively unscathed. And so I was able to get a production job at KJR in Seattle, which was just a massively huge radio station in town. By the way, when I was there, right across the Duwamish Waterway on Harbor Island was another radio station, KOL. And there was a young jock over there working by the name of Robin Mitchell. Robin and I competed in Seattle. We competed in Denver. We'd never met until his wife is from here. And so when they had a break in their career, they moved back here. And when we started the station, Robin called me and said, "Hey, what do you think?" And I said, "What do you mean? What do I think? Come on over." Now, the first job was there. And then I worked for a number of radio stations in smaller markets, which is the way it worked back then. You'd start in the small markets. And as you got experience and as you learned the trade better and aspects of the trade, you moved up to bigger markets. I finally got to Seattle. And then to Denver, and then to, from Denver, that was a good 20 years for me. I worked at several stations there and did quite a bit of television work and voiceover work. And finally, I got a shot in the Big Apple, market number one, a little time at CBS FM. That's a story I'll tell you someday. Well, it has to do with Mickey Dolenz and the Monkees, but we'll save that for another time. That's a great war story.
Okay. So over 50 years in the industry, you know, like a lot of media, the radio and broadcasting industry has undergone a lot of growth, a lot of change, and, you know, a lot of disruption now with the introduction of the internet, social media, and more, including this podcast and other podcasts, you know. So as a career radio guy, an industry expert and station owner, what's your take on the evolution of the radio industry and where do you see it going?
Well, we've always evolved. And, you know, I mean, if those of you who remember the 1950s when something called television came along, everybody said radio's done. Nobody wants to do listen to radio dramas. They want to see them on television. And most of the radio stars moved to television. Jack Benny and Bob Hope and all those guys, you know, Amos and Andy and all those shows. So radio had to reinvent itself. And about that time, rock and roll music came along. And that was the next stepping stone. Throughout the 1980s, when FM came along, we built everything on music. It was all how much music could we cram into an hour. And now, well, there are just so many places people can go for music. So now we have to reinvent ourselves again. There will always be a place for radio because it is so incredibly portable. You can have a radio anywhere. You can listen to it anywhere, anytime. And now we've expanded. KGEZ has an interactive app that people can listen to us anywhere. And in fact, people all over the world listen to us on their apps. They listen to us on our KGEZ.com website. It's on smart speakers everywhere. But the content is the key. And our content is slowly changing. Many in the industry are nervous about, you know, moving away from music formats and moving into other types of offerings. We jumped right in. And while we still play a degree of music on KGEZ, the majority of our programming now is it's non-music or specialty music. We're kind of feeling our way around. We see what works and we develop it and move forward. So that's what's got to happen. And everybody's going to come to that.
Right. Right. It's evolve or die, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's true with every business, not just radio and television. Yeah.
If you want connection with other businesses, to be at the heart of the Kalispell and Flathead business community, to support action for creating a vibrant, thriving, growing climate, not just for your business, but for our entire business community, you want to be part of the Kalispell Chamber. As a catalyst for business growth, a convener of business leaders and influencers, and a champion for Kalispell and the entire Flathead community, becoming part of the Kalispell Chamber is an investment in the future of your business and our community. To learn more about becoming a partner of the Chamber, call 406-758-5054. Again, the number's 406-758-5054 or go to kalispellchamber.com. Have you checked out WorkforceFlathead.com? Workforce Flathead is a collaboration between local education, business, and government partners to connect students, businesses, and employers with each other. WorkforceFlathead.com is a custom-built online home for all things workforce in the Flathead Valley. You'll find business and education resources, jobs and job fair information, links to apprenticeships, and a whole lot more. There's even a library of locally produced career videos, perfect for students and job seekers, to introduce them to career paths in Northwest Montana. To learn more, visit WorkforceFlathead.com today. You started kind of talk a little bit about the history of KGEZ. Here's a little nugget that a lot of people probably don't know about, is that back in the day, KGEZ was once part of the Kalispell Chamber. What can you tell me about that? And then, you know, you started to touch on it here about what makes the station special and the audiences that you speak to and how that brings the community together.
Well, what happened in the early days of KGEZ, 1927, it was just kind of getting organized. There were just very few stations, and they were only on a few hours a day and broadcast special programs. But the secretary treasurer of the Kalispell Chamber at the time, a guy by the name of Don Treloar, who was an educator in the area, and Don, very active in the chamber, and he wanted the chamber to take over the station and operate it. And the chamber just didn't feel like they had the means to do it. And so he purchased the station from the chamber for $1,500, which was a good amount of money at that time. Mm-hmm. And of course, it funded the chamber in ways that they hadn't been able to do before. So that's how that got started. There were some mighty lean years back in the early 1930s. We were going through the Depression in this country, and you know, and they took it through the World War II years and all of that. As people became accustomed to getting news and hearing events happen live on the radio, KGEZ brought that to the Flathead Valley in Northwest Montana, and I think that's the legacy that we picked up on in the very early going. And that was like in January of 2011 when we put it back on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we've sought to do, is to figure out the things that were relevant then. Are they still relevant now? How can we make them relevant? And that, I think, is the key to just about everything, is finding that relevance and then honing in on it and then developing it.
I kind of think about this in terms of news, because cable news has taken over, you know, internet, all that kind of stuff, just like we talked about. But change in everything, awareness starts right in your own community. So many people only focus on these national broadcasts now, or, you know, streamed media. And there's nothing there to tell you what's happening down the street from you, right? You know, like you're watching your local news, listening to your local radio stations, your local newspapers. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, it's kind of a funny story. It's last week, a local city council member by the name of Sid Dowd announced he'd been a regular on our shows. And Sid is the Montana state chairman of the Libertarian Party. And he decided on our air at the spur of the moment to announce that he was going to be a candidate for the United States Senate, mm-hmm. which is a mighty bold move for a libertarian and B, for a city council member without a lot of experience in the legislature and places like that. But, you know, one of the things he said really stuck with me. And back with something you said, picking up on what you said, he said, you know, I think everybody in state and national government should be a city council member first, because they need to understand what kinds of things they're doing to us, what right. sorts of things we need, because at the city council level, you know what, if they're not doing their job, you turn on a spigot and nothing comes out, you flush the toilet and nothing goes down. And so they've got to do their job, and they've got to do it without politics. And for him to say, hey, you know, if everybody had to do that just once, they might run the country a little differently.
Right, right. Knowing how the sausage is made.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that your point is very well taken. Local news is where it all begins. And the thing that we try to do is to couple all of it back together again. We're fortunate to have a wonderful relationship with the Associated Press. We're a member of the Associated Press. And as a result, we feed them news stories. They feed us news stories. And they are the most seen as the most nonpartisan news source
right.
That's out there. And we're proud to be a part of that. And I think that when we can put that together with local news, the local governments, and not just what's happening in government, but what's happening with our schools, what's happening in our education system, what's happening with our businesses. Our chambers are a very big part of what KGEZ does, and we feature at least once a month all of the chambers here in Northwest Montana on our air, because nice. We have got to. Well, I think everybody needs a platform, and we try to give people a platform. And I think that's really where it all has to begin for certainly for radio. We've got right. to pick back up. And, you know, frankly, that's where we started. So sometimes things go around in right. a circle, you know.
Right. Right. You know, we talked about your long career and the technology changes you've seen along the way. My question on this is, based on living through all of that change and understanding the role that technology has, not just in your line of work, but all businesses, what's your best advice to young entrepreneurs for managing technological change within their own businesses?
Well, number one, be aware. Be aware of what's going on around you and what's going on in the businesses that you deal with, the clients you deal with. It. How are things changing? And the very definition of a small business is small, which means you're nimble. You can make mm-hmm. a lot of decisions quickly without going through a board of directors and a legal department and a corporate board of directors and mm-hmm. all those things. You can make decisions quickly. You can react to the marketplace as it's changing. And the same thing with technology. The technology allows you to do things faster, more efficiently, but it also tends to remove you from people. It tends to remove you from what's happening on the street, so to speak. And somehow or another, you got to combine the two. And I don't care what business you're in, you're dealing with people and you're dealing with the realities of what people need. And you can't solve that with technology. That has to be solved with just good human creativity.
Now, I want to change gears slightly as we round the turn to the home stretch here. You know, you grew up in Kalispell.
Yeah.
So, and you've come back. So you got a really great perspective in terms of the then and now of Kalispell. And like a lot of places, it's grown a lot over the decades. What are your thoughts on Kalispell's growth? And what are the opportunities you think that growth is presenting to the community?
Well, you got to grow. There's no, there's no way that you can not grow. When I first moved to Denver in 1983, the governor was Dick Lamb. And Dick Lamb said, if we don't build it, they won't come. Well, people were pouring in at that time from Texas, the oil and gas industry. Mm-hmm. They were pouring in like crazy. And then they came from California. Then they came from everywhere. And of course, I came from Northwest Washington State. You can't hide from it. Growth is coming. It's here. And as a result of what Dick Lamb did in Denver, they were 10 years behind the power curve. The freeways were a parking lot. There was no place to live. It was a terrible situation. We kind of got caught behind the power curve here in Kalispell when it comes to growth because, it happened so quickly. Much more quickly than we ever imagined it would. But we're getting a handle on it here. As far as the changes, there are still many, many things that are very similar to when I grew up. The biggest thing is the people who live here are still real, genuine people. People who move here, they see that, but they don't quite know how to deal with it. And they eventually come around mm-hmm. and understand that there's a little slower pace here, always has been. But it's people to people. It's organizations. It's churches. It's schools. And boy, I tell you, all the activities that we do here, we're a close-knit community. And that really has not changed that much.
Any other final words of wisdom or parting thoughts you want to share with us, John?
I think the big thing that I'd like to share is we have a wonderful community here. We got some growing pains, but you know what? These things don't last forever. Have faith in our ability to solve problems. Have faith in our ability to create the resources that are going to be needed by the people who live here. We're going to have some people move away, and we're going to have some people moving back in. That's okay. The thing that I would like to see is more local retail. I wish that we were not so reliant on online purchases. It's the local people. I mean, I remember up and down Main Street, Bill Koska had this Coast to Coast store, which is now a Thai restaurant. Bill Thompson had a drugstore right there on Main Street. And we had Montgomery Ward and we had Gamble's and all of that. Mm-hmm. And those local businesses kept everything going. And local retail is something that we're seeing disappear here. Mm-hmm. We're seeing the big box stores come in and just usurp all of that business. But I talk to so many people now who are buying everything online, including their groceries. And I hate to see that. I think that's something that we have got to get our arms wrapped around and say, how can we get back to people-to-people local business?
Right.
We can do that. We're always going to have this very special place here in Northwest Montana.
Right from the mouth of John Hendricks, folks. John, I really appreciate you taking time today to share your thoughts on receiving the Small Business Award this year and just your reflections on the community and being back here again after so long away. It's our luck to have you in the community. Well, so appreciate everything you do.
Thank you.
And thanks, folks, to all our listeners for listening to this episode of Venture Boldly, the podcast of the Discover Kalispell Chamber. We'd love to hear your thoughts about today's topic and about the podcast in general. You can listen at kalispellchamber.com/podcast or wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can reach us via the contact page at kalispellchamber.com or via Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Kalispell Chamber. I'm your host, Drew Zagorski. He's John Hendricks of KGEZ, the recipient of the Discover Kalispell Chamber's 2023 Small Business Award. Venture boldly, friends. Appearance on the Venture Boldly podcast does not constitute an endorsement of goods or services. The Venture Boldly podcast is a production of the Discover Kalispell Chamber and is produced by the Chamber in partnership with Left Brain, Right Brain Marketing. You can find the Discover Kalispell Chamber at kalispellchamber.com and Left Brain, Right Brain Marketing at lbrbm.com.